اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So I'm really happy that again I have brothers Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah and Fawad Haider with us here in this session. Assalamu alaikum and welcome everyone. Salam Hussein, how are you?
Wa alaikum salam sir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah sir.
Alhamdulillah. Great. Good. Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
And Fawad, how is it going?
Everything's fine, sir.
Alhamdulillah. So, brothers and sisters, we are ready and we are fine. We are energetic. Inshallah, hope you are the same. Let's get started. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 117. Inna Rabbaka huwa a'lamu man yudillu an sabilihi wa huwa a'lamu bil muhtadin. And Ayah 118. فَكُلُوا مِمَّا ذُكِرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ بِآيَاتِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ. The two verses of Surah Al-An'am, 117 and 118, on page 142, bottom of the page. So, let's listen to the recitation once.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن ربك هو أعلم من يضل عن سبيله وهو أعلم بالمهتدين. فكلوا مما ذكر اسم الله عليه إن كنتم بآياته مؤمنين.
Nice recitation, mashallah. We'll move on to the explanation once. Have a short explanation. Make sure you refer to the tafsir books in case you want to learn the detailed explanation. I will have a short one here. Just an introduction to the ayah, then we'll mention the tajwidus and we'll practice the recitation. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let's see what Allah Almighty says in these two ayatain of Surah Al-An'am. Inna, ayah 117. Inna rabbaka huwa a'lamu man yadillu an sabilih wa huwa a'lamu bil muhtadin. Inna means indeed, certainly. It is used for, it is one of the words of certainty. Okay? Inna, for sure. Indeed, or for sure, your Lord knows best those who stray from his way. Those who stray from his way. Go
away.
Other way.
Yeah.
Wahuwa, Allah Almighty, is a'lamu, and he knows, he is most knowledgeable, or he knows best. Wahuwa a'lamu bil muhtadin, and he knows best those who are guided. Muhtadi or muhtada, muhtada, okay, with Mahdi. Mahdi means the one who has been, who was guided from the beginning, okay, by Allah Almighty. Like we say, Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salam, he is guided, okay. I mean, he was on the right path from the beginning, okay. But muhtadin are those who will be guided, They were not guided, but Allah Almighty helped them. And also they, by their free will, they choose the right path, okay? And Allah Almighty also bless them, so they will be guided. Okay?
Yes.
So Imam, when we say Imam al-Mahdi, okay? It means he was, from the first he was, on the right path. Path of Allah Almighty, okay?
Yes.
Next one. Fakulu. This ayah talks about eatings. Fakulu, eat. What? Eat. What should we eat?
Halal.
Food. Eat food. Okay. What kind of... it talks about meats, okay? Meat. Animals. So, what animals can we eat? Who can say? Any type of meat, any type of animals that you see in the world,
no.
You can eat?
No.
Halal meat.
Halal meat. So, this nice one, nice answer. But what does this halal one mean?
Permissible.
I mean, permissible, I know, man. I mean, what do we mean by halal? Something is halal, this meat is halal, and this meat is haram. What do we mean by this?
The factors that Islam give us, according
how
to...
How food?
The criteria, the conditions that Allah Almighty has, the Islam has
given us.
Like, if the meat or the animal, yeah. First of all, the animal must be from halal animals,
yeah.
Edible animals, okay? You cannot hunt a bear, okay? You cannot hunt, what, for example, a lion, okay? And you say, oh, I fulfill the conditions now, okay? I say, Allahu Akbar, I slaughter it in Islamic way, I eat it. No, it is a haram animal to eat, okay? We have animals with haram meat, we have animals with
halal
meat. So these animals from halal, who have halal meat, some of them I name for you. Who can name?
Chicken.
Okay.
Cow.
Goat.
Goat.
Sheep. Fish.
Fish is like fish from the fishes. Animal seas they are. All types of fishes. No, you cannot.
Yeah. Some.
Okay. Look, from domestic animals like what? Cows. Camels, goats, sheep,
chicken.
Chicken from the birds, yeah. Chicken, like ostrich. You can, yeah. Ostriches, like you can eat most of the birds are edible, okay? You will, inshallah, study in the book At'ama wal Ashraba in the Islamic law. We study this, okay? At'ama means the edible things, the foods. Ashraba means things that you can drink, drinkable things,
yeah.
Okay? So in Islamic law, there is a book, At'ama wal Ashraba. You can refer to the Islamic laws, okay? The books of the scholars, you can find out. But so these animals, like buffalo is also edible, okay?
Yeah.
Because it's a type of cow. Like antelope, deer, these are edible, okay? You can eat them,
ox.
Okay? These animals that I mentioned, they are edible. Like horse and donkey, they are edible, but they are makruh.
Yeah.
They are halal, but they are makruh, okay? But the other animals like lion, like tiger, like elephant, like all these animals are haram. So guys, Allah Almighty says, فَكُلُوا مِمَّا ذُكِرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. Eat from those animals, okay? The halal meat, those ones with halal meat, not all of them. Over which Allah Almighty's name has been mentioned. Mentioned there are conditions you should face to the Qibla, okay, face the animal towards Qibla. You should use, for example, iron. You should
give them water.
Yeah. These are mustahab things, but the wajib conditions.
Things, yeah.
So. Okay, so these are the messages from this ayah, inshallah. Refer to the tafasir books, also to the Islamic laws, the books, okay, jurisprudence. You can learn more. All right,
yes.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran?
آيات الله حمتني غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات.
Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي.
Now, let's mention some of the tajweed rules and inshallah practice the recitation. Recite a salawat, everyone. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Inna Rabbaka. The word inna has a noon mushaddad. Whenever you have noon mushaddad or mim mushaddad, you should pronounce it with
a nasal sound.
Also, stretch the sound extend the sound for
two counts.
Inna Rabbaka, not inna Rabbaka. Stretch the sound. Ra has a heavy sound, okay? Because it has a fatha. Huwa a'lamu. Make sure you pronounce Hamza and Ayn correctly. A'lamu, not a'lamu. Or not a'lamu, and also not a'lamu. 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 Okay?
Yes.
Man yadillu an sabilihi. How do you read that?
May
yadillu, ahsan. Idgham. May yadillu an sabilihi.
إخفاء.
Hide the sound of noon. عن سبيله. If you continue reading. سبيله وهو. But Hassan, can we make a pause here? Because we have a stopping sign. صلة. What does that say, Hassan?
It says that it's better to continue. But you can make a pause.
Good job. صلة says وصل is better than وقف. Yes?
Yes.
وهو أعلم بالمهتدين. There's no special rule, only an extension at the end. If you want, you can extend it, okay? To beautify the recitation. Next ayah, فَكُلُوا مِمَّا. Aha. In the previous ayah, we had نون مشدد. Here we have ميم مشدد, yes? Is that exactly ميم مشدد?
مِمَّا?
Yeah.
No.
No.
It is مِن مَا. They are merged. Mimma.
Yeah.
Okay. It means from those. Min means from those animals. Okay. In mimma dhukirasmullah. You ignore the hamzat al-wasl. Dhukirasmullahi. Pronounce the word Allah with a heavy sound. Allah. Alayhi in kuntum. In kun. Both noon. Both of the noons will be pronounced with a hidden sound. In kuntum. Tum ends with mim. Next, we have ba. Mim approaches ba. Ikhfa. Mim sakin approaches ba. Ikhfa, mashallah. You hide the sound. In kuntum. We have the ikhfa of noon. We have ikhfa of mim. Both the letters will be what? Pronounced with a hidden sound.
Yes.
You hide the sound. بِآيَاتِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ. That's all. Very simple and easy. Now that you have learned explanation and also the the tajweed rules, let's recite them beautifully, inshallah. Okay? Brothers and sisters, please, together with Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, and Fawad, listen and repeat. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إن ربك هو أعلم من يضل عن سبيله.
إن ربك هو أعلم من يضل عن سبيله
وهو أعلم بالمهتدين
وهو أعلم بالمهتدين.
فكلوا مما ذكر اسم الله عليه إن كنتم بآياته مؤمنين.
فكلوا مما ذكر اسم الله عليه إن كنتم بآياته مؤمنين.
إن كنتم بآياته مؤمنين. إخفاء with ميم, okay? Don't forget it. Read it.
إن كنتم بآياته مؤمنين.
أحسنتم. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Thank you so much for being with us till the end of this session. Stay with us. In the coming sessions, inshallah, we'll be here with you again. Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir Fawad, thank you so much. Thanks to IRB English Radio, Sevier International School. See you, inshallah. That's all from us for today. Wassalamu alaikum. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala muhammadi wa alihi attahirin.
Allahumma salli ala muhammad wa ali muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن